One of the greatest gifts that my mom has given me is to love God's word. I grew up in a household where I'm thankful to have a mother who every single day was giving me a word from his word, whether it was encouragement or kindness or love. But she continually taught me that this right here was everything that I needed to live a successful life as a believer. That through God's word, I'm going to find out the truth that I need to cling to. And this morning, as a mom of four, my greatest desire and joy for my kids is that they love their Bible, that they cling to the truth of who Jesus says they are, right? That whenever they're struggling, they know that God has a word in season for them. That when they don't know their next best step, they know the Holy Spirit is going to lead them and guide them into all truth and give them a word for their day. That every single day they can say, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Have I gotten in the bread of life first? Do I know what God has to say about today? So a few weeks ago, I had the privilege and honor to take Switchback Youth, several of our high school students, parents, and adults to El Salvador for a missions trip. In the middle of the week, we had been going, you guys, from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. every night, and we're ministering and we're doing things. But we had a moment in the middle of the week where some of the group, they were going to go to a store, they were going to kind of explore a little bit. And the Holy Spirit prompted me to sit on the front porch of the church, to bring out my Bible, and to just dive into his word. So I go outside, it's blazing hot, it's absolutely beautiful. Outside of the street, you got motorcycles blazing through, buses and cars, a lady over here selling pupusas, a lady over here selling pupusas, just sounds everywhere. And I said, okay, Holy Spirit, where do you want me to go? I always ask the Holy Ghost where to go. He's smarter than I am. So he knows where to take me and what I need. And also, what I love about the Holy Spirit is it doesn't matter if you're on a missions trip. That doesn't negate you from getting in the Word of God. It doesn't matter the works that you're doing. If you don't get in and feast at his table, you're going to be missing some things. We need to have a fill-up. Amen? So I'm sitting there, and the Holy Spirit takes me to a passage of Scripture that you guys, I have gone to hundreds, I'll say hundreds and hundreds of times, to a woman who is so near and dear to me. You know, and I started thinking how cool God is. Because when I started to go into this set of Scripture, the Holy Spirit brought out a specific word that I just haven't honed in on before. I like words. Typically, when I study the Word of God, I'll do word studies. A word will pop out from a scripture, and I'm like, oh, I got to know what that means. So I'll often look it up if it's in the New Testament in the Greek, if it's in the Old Testament in the Hebrew. I'll get my Bible concordance out and just start checking things out, and I'll cross-reference and I'll get that word and start to write in, and I could stay in that one set of scripture for a long time. I'll meditate on it, plant it deep in my heart until it becomes a revelation truth on the inside of me, something I can cling to. Because there's going to be a moment that you're pressed, that you're feeling crushed, that whatever you were clinging to is what's going to come out of you. And then we know the Lord gave us one weapon, the sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. We need God's Word. We need to know God's Word. So I'm sitting here and I'm diving into this, and I thought, Lord, thank you for this precious woman in your Word. You know, I started to think about some of my favorite people growing up that I loved reading about. When I was a child in kids' church, I loved reading the book of Daniel. I loved every person in the book of Daniel. because their lives, guys, they just blew me away what they were doing for the kingdom of God. I absolutely loved Esther. Queen Esther, woo! I love her. I can't wait to shake her hand. I'm going to give her a big old hug someday. But whenever we find ourselves in God's word, we will find people that resonate with our spirit. That's what's so cool. You guys, these are real people that you're reading about. What I also loved growing up in kids' church and getting to know God's word, something called Bible sword drills. How many of you all are familiar with Bible sword drills? Okay, when I was in kids' church, it was my goal to demolish everyone in Bible sword drills. I'm like, I will get to the scripture faster than you all. If you don't know what it is, it's whenever someone, the leader, your children's pastor, whoever, youth, I do this in youth sometimes, they will call out a scripture. You cannot have your finger in the Bible, okay? The Bible has to be fully closed. First person to find that scripture and stand up, say the scripture, you win. We're going to do a Bible sword drill this morning. Now listen, I can only see so many of you. So if you're like, I know I beat that person, you know what? Extend some mercy this morning, okay? If you don't get chosen, you cannot use your phone. This has to be a real Bible, all right? So if you brought your Bible, you better get it out. Now, I won't know if you're cheating, but God will. Keep that Bible shut. You say, what scripture? Are you guys ready? Are you ready? Okay, if you get there, first person to turn to that scripture, you got to pop up and say it as fast as you can. All right? The scripture is Psalm 119, 105. Psalm 119, 105. First person to stand up and say it. Amy Pearson, Amy, you just won an Amazon gift card. Let me tell you something. You guys, I'm one of those people, you start knowing the word, I'm going to bless you with something. Because God wants to bless you with something. You're like, what was that verse? Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. Praise God for his word. So you might be asking, okay, where are we going in the word of God today? I want you all to turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. We're going to begin in verse 24 and read through verse 34. Praise God for his word. While you're turning there, I think I'm going to pray right now. Let's go ahead and set our hearts to receive just exactly what the Holy Spirit wants to minister to us today. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you that we are hearers and doers of the word of God. Holy Spirit, guide us into all truth. God, I know that there are people in this house that need a healing touch from you this morning. I thank you for your healing power at work in their lives at this very moment in Jesus' name. I thank you for the spirit of faith rising up. I thank you, Father, that we are clinging to your word and that we are running after you. Lord, every man, every woman, every teenager, every child from here to kids' church, Lord, we love the gospel of Jesus Christ and we thank you for your word living big in us. We honor you today. We bless your holy name. And in Jesus' name, we all said, amen. In Mark chapter 5 and verse 24, if you could put that set of scripture on the screen, please. Oh, thank you. We're still moving over here. It says, so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Keep moving. Now, a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and she touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Praise God for the word of God. The word that the Lord brought out of this set of scripture was the phrase in the very beginning, a certain woman. What does the word certain mean? The Bible definition of this word means sure, true, or undoubted, a definite individual. This is an individual, a woman, who was sure, true, undoubted in what? In her belief that Jesus was the healer. Certain in relating to God is God emphasizing the reliability and trustworthiness of his promises and the certainty of his actions. We can believe on the mighty name of Jesus. We can believe and trust in the certainty of who God is. As I walk through, this is my journal. This is what I wrote in El Salvador. And I was praying about this message, and the Holy Spirit simply said, share with them what I shared with you. I said, okay, God, I can do that. And the next thing that I put in here was, I am a certain woman. I am sure. I am true. I am undoubted in the certainty of who Jesus is in my life. Not only are you a certain individual, but you are someone that the Lord wants to come in and do a healing work in your life. That no matter the suffering, no matter the story, no matter where you've been in life, there's a certainty of who Jesus is. That the greater one is living on the inside of you and that truly nothing is too hard with God. For those who believe and rely and put their faith in Christ Jesus. What do we know for certain about this woman? That she had a flow of blood for 12 years. That she had suffered many things from many physicians. She spent all the money she had. She didn't grow better. She what? She grew worse. So what the world would call a certain disease, no doubt about it, she was unwell. This was an evident disease. We see that there was a greater plan than the world's plan for her life. Many of us have gone through the world's plan before, and how many of us with a shout of a hallelujah would say, praise God that Jesus has a much better plan for my life. Maybe let's do better. I know I caught you by surprise. Hallelujah! That God has a good plan for your life, and it doesn't have to look like what the world would say is a certain diagnosis. What the world would say, this is just where you're at. This is what your life is going. Let me tell you something. The world's story is not your story. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. So when she heard about Jesus, what had this certain woman been hearing? Well, from the world, she heard she would never get better, that she had no hope. She's just going to keep spending more money. She heard, stay away from me, because the disease she was suffering with put her in a category of unclean. You guys, she was all alone. But what I love so much about Jesus is that we can have a certainty in God's word. In Mark chapter 5, verse 27, in the scripture there, it said she heard about Jesus. From Jesus, what was she hearing? She was hearing about the healings, the miracles. She was hearing parables of God's kingdom, which was bringing hope to a very hopeless situation. She was hearing about demons being cast out and sins being forgiven. You see, Jesus never changes. You know, nothing in this world is certain. Everything changes in this world. But Jesus never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what I love so much about the Word of God is that we know in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, it says, so faith comes from hearing. Remember, she had been hearing. Hearing what though? That is hearing the good news about Christ. So we have a certainty in God's word, but we've got to see what this woman did. She was hearing the good news about Jesus. And that hearing produced a faith on the inside of her that caused a reaction to say, I've got to press in. I've been hearing about this man who is healing and helping and saving. I don't have to suffer any longer. What have you been listening to today? Because whenever she heard about Jesus, she made a decision to come behind him and touch his garment. She said in verse 28, if I can just touch his clothes. What I love so much is when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, faith will arise and our words will change. You then should begin to speak out the word that you're meditating on from the gospel of Jesus. You then should begin to speak out that faith arising of knowing, God, what I'm going through has been so challenging, or you've been battling something with a child. But what I love, I know a word that I stood on, Isaiah 8:18. Behold, I and the children the Lord hath given me, we are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. So God, no matter what it looks like right now, our family is a sign and a wonder of your faithfulness. I know personally right now, I've been standing on Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And anytime a weakness tries to creep in, or anytime I'm feeling weary, what I've been hearing is about Jesus, and that word's rising up, and there's a certainty in knowing, God, I thank you that you have the final word in my life. I am strong in you and in your mighty power. It matters who we're listening to. I love that this certain woman, she placed God's word in her heart, and that word of truth and her faith in God flowed straight from her heart all the way through her mouth, just like a river of living water. And you know, before that, you know, she had some words to change. She had some things that she had to correct on the inside of her. Why has she been suffering? It's hard. Praise God for the Holy Spirit helping us to guard our heart and our mind in Christ and to have words that are pure and holy and full of peace. So this certain woman, she heard about Jesus. She followed Jesus with a certainty that Jesus had her answer, and she believed in God. If we continue reading, we read that immediately she felt in her body she was healed of her affliction. Psalm 34:19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. That's a scripture for one of you today to cling to and to place deep in your heart. Meaning, we're going to go through some hard things in life, things we didn't count on. Why? Because there's a devil out there. He's trying to set snares every step of the way. But what I love so much about Jesus is he rescues us every single time. Yeah. He delivers us out of them all. I can't tell you how many times that I've been going through something. And the moment I press in and start to look to Jesus, he just rescues me. He just takes the best. Anybody else, you're like, I have a testimony of God rescuing me. Sometimes he rescues me from myself. Hot Mess Anna has arrived. Praise God for the Holy Ghost helping me and rescuing me. If you read this in the Gospel of Mark 5:30, it says, and immediately Jesus, knowing in himself, you see, there's a certainty of God's power. We have a certainty of God's word, but we also have a certainty of God's power. He even turned in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? All of these people coming around him. She just touched the hem of his garment. But Jesus clothed in God's glory. He knows all who presses in. He knows all who's willing to say, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. That power that we're talking about right here is the Greek word dunamis, or dynamite power. You find that word 117 times through the New Testament. And what I love so much about dunamis or dynamite power, it's a resurrection power. It's a power that flows from the throne room of grace right into you. Why? Because God knew we needed his power. He doesn't want us to walk around powerless. In Jesus, there's a dependence. Why are we doing things in our own strength when we don't have to? Aren't you so thankful that we have this woman as an example, that here she did all that she knew to do, did everything, but then she heard about Jesus and recognized there is something different about this man. And with the certainty of going in, of God's word, of pressing in, now she has a testimony of his power. Why? Because not only she felt it, but he felt it. There's a transfer whenever you press in. A tangible power from Jesus Christ that changes everything. You guys, this is real. And the Lord, he wants you to simply press in, believe, and say, Lord, I need you today. You know, the disciples question what's going on. There is always somebody that's going to come up and say something that's negative, maybe even nasty, critical. Make sure you're not that person today. Make sure that someone's not you. I can't tell you how many times I've been believing God for something, and even well-meaning people will come up to me and say really horrible things. When I was younger, I had a diagnosis with endometriosis. Why this woman means so much to me is because I felt like I understood her story. And I remember standing in this group, and they were all believers, and they knew some of the things that I was going through, and someone said, well, you'll probably never be able to have children. And I said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I will have children. I was 19 years old when I rebuked that adult in the name of Jesus. I remember walking away, and I was a little shaken, and the Lord was like, you know, they didn't know. You know, don't be mad at them. But praise God for the spirit of faith rising up on the inside of me. Because I knew, Lord, you have a testimony out of this suffering. God, I'm pressing into you. This certain woman was a testimony of God's healing power to all, even those disciples who had been seeing miracle after miracle. Jesus looked around to see her, and I want to tell you something today. Jesus is looking around to see you. He sees you, he knows you, and he has a word of certainty just for you. This woman, fearing and trembling, she honored God. You know, she felt alone for so many years, yet she knew that God's healing power had touched her life. And what I love so much, and this is something else that the Lord brought out with me. He said, Anna, she knelt down and she told him her whole story. Jesus came to save and to heal your whole self today. The suffering, the ugly parts, the alone parts, the parts that no one else knows about. There is nothing off limits to God's healing power. And you guys, it's time that we take our whole self to Jesus. Did you know you're really not hiding anything from him? He's just waiting for you to come to him. I love so dearly this precious woman kneeling down and saying, Jesus, this is where I've been. So we have a certainty of God's word, a certainty of God's power, and we have a certainty of God's acceptance. In Mark 5:35, he said to her, daughter, not just a certain woman, but a daughter, a woman who was sure, true, and doubted in her faith in God, someone who was coming to the Lord. He called her daughter. Right now, we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to play a clip. It's from the Chosen series. And it's the episode of the woman with the issue of blood. And it's going to bless you today. If you could play that, please.
Everyone, make room.
Stay back. Stay back, everyone.
Jesus!
Jesus!
A rabbi has a pressing
matter
ahead.
Jesus! 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 No, no, no. Please, no. Don't go. One threat. One touch. One thread. Just the fringe. One touch. One thread. Just the edge, only a threat.
You! I know you. Get away from him.
Stop it, please.
Rabbi Yussi!
This woman bleeds. She is unclean. We removed her.
Please. I promise I won't touch him. I just need...
Oh, woman, please. We can help you, but not now.
Sorry. Try tomorrow.
Oh, please, just a moment. Jesus Christ!
What's wrong? Who touched me?
Everybody back.
I asked the question. Who touched me?
Master, the crowds are pressing in all around you like this, and you're asking who touched you? They all have.
Someone touched me.
I felt that power went out of me. Whoever touched me, come forward.
Teacher.
It was me. Just the fringe of your garment, only the edge. I promise, you are not unclean.
Why my garment?
I'm sorry. I know I should have asked. But if you touched me, it would make you ritually unclean according to the law. I was sick. I was sick for 12 years. I bled and no one could stop it. But I believed if I could just touch a piece of your garment. And I was right. Thank you.
Who told you I could heal?
A man from the pool. And he was right. The blood has ceased.
Thank you. my daughter.
I'm no one's daughter anymore.
Look up. Yes, you are. Daughter. It wasn't my piece of clothing that healed you.
But it was instant. I felt it right away.
I know. But it wasn't this. It was your faith.
Teacher, she was bleeding so long. We can take her.
She is clean. You have blessed me today. And I know. My daughter, I know it has been a fight for you for so long. You must be exhausted. Go now in peace. Your faith has made you well. I wish I could stay here longer, but I have business to attend to. Someone else has faith like yours. I'm so glad that we found each other.
Your faith has made you well. In Matthew 9:22, in this passage, it says, "Daughter, be encouraged, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well." Faith in God and in His Word, that you are accepted and beloved by God, that He has made you clean and made you whole, that you can put your trust in Jesus. He said, "Go in peace." When you study out that word peace, it's a peace of mind, a wholeness, and a completeness. God wants the whole truth to give you complete peace, and it's His gift to us. The word healed there means to save, to rescue, to deliver, to preserve, and that you're safe. That woman went from suffering to safe by pressing in. And what I love so much, Jesus was on His way to Jairus's house. So there's a certain man in that story as well. Today we have a certainty in Jesus Christ. And that as we press in, His word is your truth. His power is available this moment of this very hour, and He has called you to Himself, daughter and son. I want us right now to take the next minute. What do you need to press in and believe God for today? Maybe today's service woke up on the inside of you to go, "I am a certain individual. I plan to live my life sure, undoubted, to grab a hold of God's word and cling to it." Maybe you've been listening to the wrong voices and it's just been a mess. And it's time to turn that around today in Jesus' name. Maybe you need to press in and have a moment where it doesn't matter what anyone else has to say, the critics, the naysayers. You say, "God, I'm reaching out, and I know, Lord, that You have a healing touch for my life today." But whatever it is, know this: God loves you, He hears you, and His ways, His plans are far greater than anything we could hope for ourselves. Are you guys ready to take some things to the Lord?